Welcome everybody to this week's podcast. This week is all about the letter O, and O is for it's only your business what you think. Jim, that's a very important concept. I think a lot of us are very paranoid about what everybody is thinking, especially in a competitive environment. So how do you overcome that? Because that's quite a strong thing to knock out of your mind when you're absolutely paranoid about everything.
Yeah, well, thank you very much, Connor, and welcome to everybody for this week's podcast. The reason it's only your business what you think is because you worry way too much what other people think, and it's not you, it's every writer. I believe it's a human condition. I think as we get older, we get influenced so much by the outside world, and that takes our energy, and we have to stop it. So I came up with this solution many years ago when writers would say, look, Jim, I feel embarrassed. This person was watching and I was worried what he was thinking or she was thinking. This writer that I look up to, a hero of mine, was over there. You know, I've heard all the stories. I feel ashamed I did so badly. My friends were watching, I made a fool of myself. So this was a story just kept coming over and over, and I had to come up with a solution. And having written myself, I used to think it, and I went back to what I came up with myself. And if I said it was only my business what I think, this is, you know, my passion, my sport, that when I started to tell myself this, I blocked out the outside world. So of course I passed it on to writers. But it's a muscle that has to keep on building. It's not something that works like that, because as we're kids, we just riding for fun, we don't care. But then when we get technical and we're trying to improve and we have to integrate all the training and all the techniques, we start to get conscious, am I making mistakes? And then who's watching, and you know, what's my trainer think? What do you know my people on the outside? Because it's an energy drain the second you focus. Like so many writers down through the years, I'm amazed myself, would say somebody was, I saw somebody out of the corner of my eye. You know, I was in Spruce Meadows recently, and a writer said that I was coming to the first fence and I saw somebody at the sideline, and so his focus was completely off, like entering a, you know, a top competition. So it doesn't matter what age you're at, it happens all of us humans. So that we have to master it. It's only my business what I think. And it's something that you have to build into your day and tell yourself, this is my bubble, this is your sport, your passion, your hobby, your interest. And you have to hone in. And I would say to get really deep into that feeling of certainty that it's just you and your connection with your horse. You're in this circle, this bubble. And in that bubble, that it's you and that animal, and that's all that matters. And the more you can do that, then the more you can be present.
Yeah, that's very powerful, because I think in your day-to-day life, regardless of whether you're competing or not, I think it's a survival mechanism in all of us that we're accepted by people in our community, in our business, whether it's in your work environment or just playing a sport or whatever. But it's even worse then when you're competing at a high level, because you're on your own, and you feel like everybody's watching. And how to block that out is incredibly important.
It's incredible, but it has worked. I mean, writers down through the years would say, I'm getting so much better. I mean, Jim, when I came to you first, that I was like, I thought I'd never get over this, but now it's there. It's only a tiny bit there, and I, you know, I really focus on it. And then when you compete, the minute you look outside, the minute you are not in your energy circle with your animal, your focus is gone. It's energy is such a powerful package, and if you leak it out to the left and right, the horse feels it, and that momentum goes, the pressure, the energy goes. So if you understand why the benefits, that this animal needs to feel your presence, they need to feel your certainty, they need to feel you in the now, in the moment, that's what they need. And when you don't bring that, you know, by distraction, you're not being fair to your animal, you're not being fair to your team, you're not being fair to yourself. So the bigger the why, the easier it is. So this muscle has to be built day by day.
Yeah, and Like what it reminds me of is, I've often spoke to different coaches and therapists and stuff, and one of the bigger best learnings I've ever came across was, you know, when someone you feel like someone's judging you or this, something along those lines, and you're feeling vulnerable in yourself, to remember that whatever they're thinking and what they're saying is actually about them and what's coming up within them. And I remember having a really strong argument with the therapist about going, but like, of course it's about me because they're saying it to me. I said, no. Obviously, if they're thinking it and it's coming up in their body and their judgment or their anger or whatever they're projecting onto you, that's coming from within them. So it's actually about their own life experiences, their own thoughts, their own feelings, and maybe they were triggered or they were judged back in their certain part of their life or whatever. And now they're projecting that rule or judgment value onto you for some reason.
Yeah, of course, and so rightly, Connor, you're right. It's not about you, it's about them. But it's hard, but you still must own your energy in, you know. And then there's another whole story why people gossip because they don't want to focus on themselves. I try to have zero gossip because I just want to improve myself. I want to get better and I want to help people to get better. But sometimes people aren't vulnerable enough to look at themselves and they prefer to talk about other people. And that does go on, and unfortunately, it's always going to be there. But staying away from that, and as you rightly said, that's on them. You know, it's their world, what they talk about. And a lot of it is because they just don't want to focus on who they are, what's going on inside. So it's easier to talk about others. But understanding that and then being able to stay away from that and not to do that. I mean, it's one of my pet hates. I just can't stand gossip. I believe everyone should be doing their best with the tools they have, and they should be focused on their path. And it's on us to have our best lives, but it's just a lack of awareness. I don't blame anybody because we have to be open and a growth mindset and a vulnerable mindset to grow. But some people are just aren't, you know, they're just not there yet, and it's not for us to judge. We just must focus on being our best selves.
Yeah, and I suppose a lot of times when that happens, when other people are very judgmental and stuff, that's more about their own ego and feeling they're better or stronger for
Yeah,
some reason, about
exactly.
their own vulnerabilities and why do
Yeah.
they need to run someone else into the ground when you can clearly see they're doing their best and they've put huge effort in it,
Yeah, exactly. But it's just an awareness. Awareness is curative. And like, you know, there's a growth mindset. When you're growing all the time, you become more aware. And we're all guilty. Everybody would have said things and judged, and it's easy. And, you know, the younger you are, the more you do it. However, but if you want to be on purpose and you want to live your and ride your best and do your best for your animal, you have to build this growth mindset of, and the mindset is, it's only my business what I think. When you rock up there, this is your day, this is your sport, this is your animal, this is your fun, this is your connection, this is your passion, this is your purpose. And the stronger you stay in that certainty, the more fun and the better results and the more success you're going to have.
So what can people, I know it's a very easy thing to say, but when you feel like people are judging you or you're feeling vulnerable, how do you change your state, or how do you visualize being safe and secure when you're feeling that vulnerability and worrying about what other people think?
Well, repetition is the mother of invention. You just have to keep repeating, it's only my business what I think. It's only my business. And becoming aware of, okay, I can think what they think, or I can be worried what other people think, but that's just taken from my enjoyment, my pleasure, my satisfaction, my purpose. And if you know why you're doing it and why you have to stay, and be fair to your horse. You know, your animal feels everything. And if your energy is looking around you when you're warming up, you're looking around you as your school, looking around you as you walk courses, that's not giving yourself your best chance. You know, I'm all about living your best life and bringing the best out of yourself, the best out of your horse. And it doesn't serve you when you're looking at other people's what they're doing. You're on purpose, and you should be your own greatest cheerleader.
You mentioned before about, I remember when we were in the first episode, you were talking about when you were younger, about kind of creating a bubble around you. You might explain how that helps you block out everybody.
Yeah, so when you get on your horse, I'm a big fan of breathing before you get on your horse and try and connect with your horse and then enter this bubble, this circle, this protection circle. And this is, again, being only your business in your bubble. And I ask riders, like, what's your favorite color? blew his mind. So I put myself in that bubble, and it's just a lovely concept that that's all that matters. Everything else bounces off that bubble and stays outside, and you're in that from start to finish, from the moment you get to your competition, the moment you start to walk your course and you prepare, to the moment you finish, you enter that beautiful bubble, and that's your peaceful place where you're at your best, where you're passionate, where you give it your all, where you're just, that's all focused on you. And then you watch the greater riders and the greater competitors in all sports, they're just in their zone. And it's a beautiful place, but it takes effort, it takes strength to just zone in and hone in. And I know riders, if you think of your heroes, like who are really good to get into state, that's why, because they're present, they don't care, they're just in their zone. And it's on you to build that zone muscle, to build that, it's only your business what you think.
Have you any examples with riders you've worked with maybe over the years where you helped them with that concept of the bubble, or and how it made a difference before and after?
Yeah, 100%. So of course, anonymity is and confidentiality, so I can't mention riders, but that there are some riders would have said, Jim, I remember starting out, I mean, I would be watching everybody. When riders asked me, I asked him actually out of 10, how much does he believe he can go well in this class? And he said, probably 5. And I said, you know, why not? Why 5? And he said, well, certain riders here, one of the top riders in the world. And I said, just imagine, you know, I asked him to close his eyes, and I just imagine that he's there, all right, but you step into his persona, you imagine you're in his mindset and his writing set and his belief and his passion and his purpose, and he's on, but it's you're in the way he thinks. And I did this over and over. I was on the phone, and I remember it was a long journey down, I was coming from another show, and he rang me and he said, Jim, I actually won the class. It doesn't always happen, Connor, but he really stepped into that belief, and he stepped into the mindset of that rider who is unbelievable to be in his zone and to be in his total focus.
So it was almost like he's in his hero's bubble.
He was looking up to him. Yeah, exactly. And he thought how he'd think, and he rode like he felt, like he felt he'd ride, like, and how, I said, imagine, you know, he's jods and he has his hat on and boots on, and, you know, I could really feel that he was stepping into the persona of him. So that was a beautiful story. I mean, it just brought me so much joy, and the rider was over the moon.
It's funny, like, because as kids, we do that naturally. We always think, oh, I'm whoever, like Messi or Ronaldo.
Michael Jordan
in my case. Yeah. Only about a foot and a half shorter, but anyway. But yeah, like, so we do that naturally as kids, but then we forget to do it when we get a bit older.
Yeah. 100%. And I know, like, from working with riders down through the decades, that they would have told me who they would have asked questions to. And you know, we've all learned from someone above us, and they've learned from somebody above us. And it's okay to ask, and it's okay to talk to these people. And reaching out and speaking to these people, like, are just stepping into their imagining what they think and trying to feel what they think. That could be even enough, like it was with that rider. But it's an exercise that we must, like, to be successful, to be more successful, to get better, the more you can step into that imagination of being your hero and what he or she might think and how he or she might feel in the highest pressure. And are they talking to a load of people? Are they totally stoic in their mindset, in their strength, and in their heart, where they're just focused?
Yeah, I mean, you look at any of the professional sports, they seem to be able to lock in to their own little world, even with those 50,000 people in the audience.
Yep. You know? Well, that's a skill, and it's a skill that must be mastered. And when you focus, it's only your business. That's you, this is your time, no one else's. Mm-hmm. And it's on you to make that time and to get yourself into that bubble, to get yourself into that. It's only your business, what you think. Zero energy to anyone else.
Yeah. So I think, like, I mean, as a practical tool, do you think a meditation can work for that? Where
absolutely, yeah.
Like, if you bring people through, if you bring people through a meditation here now, so there's something that they can listen to for 2 or 3 minutes just before they, in the preparation before they go into the ring, can you lock them into that bubble?
Yeah.
And lock them in there.
Yeah, relaxation. Meditation is relaxing the body, and this sport is all your it's non-stop go, but you need to take minutes, and I'm a big fan of 3 minutes. So 3 minutes is like it's length of a song, it's a rhythm, you know, it gets into. But when you take minute these 3 minutes to just center yourself and whatever area you need to work on, and this is a massive area that gets yourself into your zone. So I'd be delighted to do meditation on that. Connor.
Okay, so let's go for it then.
Yeah, very good. So put your eyes open and closed if you're on your own, and say in a safe place. Breathing calmly again in through your top of your mind, just allow your body to relax from your head to toe. Just breathe and calmly relax your head, neck, shoulders. Try and count the areas of your body, your right arm, left arm, your right hand, left hand. Be conscious of each breath you take, and try and be aware of how many breaths and how many parts of your body you can connect with. Your right leg, your right knee, your right foot. Your right toes, left toes, your right eye, left eye, your nose, your mouth, relaxing every part, your neck, upper back, lower back, relaxing into this beautiful, calm place, breathing consciously, giving yourself permission to be in your own bubble. So only your business, what you think, this is your time, no one else's. Time is precious, and what you do with your time, this is the best time right now. It's the only time. And as you hear your breath and see what you see with your eyes closed, see yourself at peace, sense your ease, and entering this safe place of it's only your business what you think. This is your life. Think of when you started writing, and it was fun and nothing else matters. It was you and your sport, you and your horse, you and your pony, you and your animal. That's all that mattered. That's it. You're in that place, that lovely, safe place. In your place, it's only your business what you think. Just you and your animal and the pure joy. The joy, the joy, the joy, the joy of each movement, whether it was jumps, hunters, dressage, show jumping, just the feeling, the energy. Own that space, it's yours. Step into it and own it and feel it and keep it. Put a color on it, your favorite color. Get into that bubble, and it's only your business. And promise yourself this muscle will grow every day in every way. Building this muscle, it's only your business. You're doing it for you, no one else. This is your passion, your joy, your happy place. This is what you love. This is what you live for, these moments, and you're going to savor it because you're going to use all your energy on you and your animal, nothing else. You're not going to seep, nothing is going to come inside that bubble with your favorite color. It's just only your business what you think. From one to two, feeling that muscle build, that energy of just you owning your own thoughts, only your business what you think. Two to three, three to four, feeling that energy, that sacred energy that you, it's in your heart and your horse's heart, is just the two of you connected. Only your business. Seeing your next shoulder is only your business what you think. In the next show, and the next show, and every show, that is only your business. And you feel stronger in this new muscle. It's only your business what you think. Three, four, five, and let it build. Let that bubble of strength build around you. That's only your business. Zero caring, zero energy to outside world. It's you and your animal, that's all that matters. Cut the gossip, let it all go, and just focus on you owning your state, owning you, and only you and your business. That's it. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, it's yours, and it's done. It's done. It's locked in every day in every way, building that muscle, getting better and better.
Great meditation, Jim, again. Great end of the podcast. Next week, we're going to focus on the letter P for praise.